Should your drive take an unexpected turn, keep Crookston Collision Center in mind. They'll fix your car right and on time, restoring it to its pre-accident condition. Bruised egos? Well, that's another story. So until you need Crookston Collision Center, drive on, and may the road rise up to meet you.
This is Corey from Crookston Collision Center. Don't worry, Crookston Collision Center is standing by. Stop by our shop on University Avenue next to the Dairy Queen, or give us a call at 281-6692.
You were my wife. You mattered.
You were my dad. You mattered.
You were my sister. You mattered.
Every life has meaning and purpose. That's why choosing a monument to celebrate the life of a loved one is so important. At Stennis Granite, our compassionate design professionals will work with you from concept to completion to tell the story of those who matter most to you for generations to come. When it's time to choose a personalized memorial, buy directly from the monument builder you can trust, Stennis Granite in East Grand Forks, because they mattered. Learn more at stennisgranite.com.
And with a look at today's noontime news on KROX, I'm Mark Anderson. World and national news headlines from the Associated Press. The House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is asserting that Attorney General Robert Barr has committed a crime by lying to Congress. At a news conference yesterday, or today that is, I'm sorry, Pelosi ramped up pressure on Barr, who boycotted a House hearing but testified for several hours yesterday to a Senate panel about Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report. Democrats have seized on Barr's testimony from last month, in which he appeared unaware of concerns from Mueller's team over the way he had characterized their work. The gunman who attacked a Southern California synagogue last week fired at worshipers near a front entrance that leaders earlier identified as needing improved security. The Poway Chabad Synagogue, north of San Diego, sought a federal grant last year to better protect that area. The $150,000 was approved in September, but only awarded in late March. A rabbi tells the Associated Press that the timing means the synagogue had no chance to start spending the funds before the shooting. The possibility that a citizenship question ends up on the 2020 census is alarming some states with large immigrant communities. The fear is the question proposed by the Trump administration will discourage people who entered the U.S. illegally or other new arrivals from participating. At stake are potentially billions of federal dollars and seats in the U.S. House that are divvied up by population. Some states are spending tens of millions of dollars to try to get a fair count. A new poll shows most Americans are hungry for big changes to the way the U.S. government is structured. A survey by the University of Chicago Harris School for Public Policy and the Associated Press and NORC, Center for Public Affairs Research, shows more than half of Americans want major changes to the system of government, including about 1 in 10 who want a complete overhaul. Within 61% of Democrats want big changes. 52% of Republicans do as well. A court ruling ordering Olympics champion runner Caster Semenya to lower her testosterone levels reflects a broader dilemma facing the sports world: how to eliminate discrimination while ensuring the competitions are fair. The challenges facing Semenya, a South African woman who reportedly has some intersex traits, differ from those confronting transgender women, but there are parallels as well, as evidenced in the ruling by the Court of Arbitration for Sport. We'll be back with more news in a moment.
The Art of Remembering. That's a Stennis Memorial. When the time comes, Stennis Granite Company offers expertly designed custom memorials from the smallest footstone to the largest monument. With the help of Stennis Granite, your ideas become a unique expression of the person it memorializes. Each design is custom created and handcrafted in-house. Whether pre-planning for your own peace of mind or choosing the perfect memorial legacy for a loved one, Stennis Granite is with you from concept to completion. Please view the Stennis online gallery at stennisgranite.com and trust your memories to Stennis Granite Company in East Grand Forks.
Should your drive take an unexpected turn, keep Crookston Collision Center in mind. They'll fix your car right and on time, restoring it to its pre-accident condition. Bruised egos? Well, that's another story. So until you need Crookston Collision Center, drive on, and may the road rise up to meet you.
This is Corey from Crookston Collision Center. Don't worry, Crookston Collision Center is standing by. Stop by our shop on University Avenue next to the Dairy Queen, or give us a call at 281-6692.
We'll be right back. temperature at noon time is 49 degrees downtown Crookston. Varying cloudiness. We've had some mostly sunny skies, some partly sunny skies so far this morning. And, right now we're probably at a partly sunny to mostly cloudy. And, it looks like our day's going to be fairly decent. Coming up with our weather forecast, the winds are out of the west at 7 miles an hour, 64% humidity, and the barometric pressure at 30.13 and appears to be on the way back down again after rising earlier today. Our weather forecast for Crookston in the area says we should expect mostly sunny skies eventually today with a high in the mid-50s and southwest winds of 5 to 15 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly clear, but a slight chance of some light rain and isolated thunderstorms after midnight, and a low in the low 40s. South winds at 5 to 15 miles an hour with a 20% chance of precipitation. That 20% chance continues with a slight chance of a light rain and isolated thunderstorms again tomorrow under partly sunny skies with a high in the low 60s and south winds at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Then a 20% chance of more rain showers tomorrow night under partly cloudy skies with a low in the low 40s. Temperatures mostly highs in the 50s and lows in the 30s for the coming week, with another chance of light rain starting on Monday and continuing Monday night into Tuesday. We'll take a more in-depth look at our weather later in the newscast, but our state headlines are coming up next, being brought to you this afternoon, by First Community Credit Union and HN Quality Plumbing.
Open your eyes to a credit union. Hi, this is Jeff Callier with First Community Credit Union. I get asked time and time again, what is a credit union? It's a member-owned financial cooperative that you can be a part of. Our earnings go back to you, our member owners. And with dozens of locations, all the financial services you need, why go anywhere else? Open your eyes to a credit union. See us at First Community Credit Union today, insured by NCUA.
Been thinking of doing some remodeling in your home? If your kitchen or bathroom are part of that plan or you'd like to add a bathroom, stop by HN Quality Plumbing at 535 3rd Avenue Southwest. Take a look at their showroom. They have faucets by Moen, Delta, and American Standard on display for you to choose from. Bathtubs and sinks as well as kitchen sinks all set in a beautiful showroom.
This is Dan Neistat. Stop by and visit with us about your plumbing remodeling ideas. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, HN Quality Plumbing, 535 3rd Avenue Southwest in Crookston.
On our Minnesota headlines for today, Governor Tim Walz is making a broader pledge after saying he supports a recommendation that the state pull the plug on the troubled Minlar's vehicle registration system and replace it with commercially available software.
We will not tackle one of these software upgrades again and one of these technology upgrades without looking through package software solutions.
It's estimated that the Minlar software switch will cost an additional $20 million in the current state budget. Lead Republican Senator Scott Newman from Hutchinson says,
"For the first time in a very long time, I honestly feel that we see the end of the tunnel."
But Newman isn't saying yet whether the Senate will approve the additional money. The Minnesota Senate last night refused to let school boards renew existing property tax levies for operating expenses without asking voters again in a referendum. Supporters of the measure argued almost that all levy renewals pass anyway, and Bloomington Democrat Melissa Wickland says,
"The renewal process, holding the ballot question, is very time-consuming and difficult."
But Rochester Republican Carla Nelson says,
"I believe it is still important for those property taxpayers to be able to have the option to vote if they would like to increase their property taxes in order to pay for more school funding."
In other news, the latest data shows the rate of uninsured children in Minnesota remained stable in 2017 at 3.4%. Elizabeth Lucannon, deputy director at the U of M's Shadak Center, the State Health Access Data Assistance Center, said this is different from a trend that we're seeing nationally.
For the first time in about a decade, nationally, we saw an increase in the number of uninsured children, and that was really surprising. We haven't seen that happen in a long time. So I think from the Minnesota perspective, the good news is that the rate is stable.
Buchanan says the national rate sits at 5%. Only 15 other states have lower uninsured rates among children than Minnesota. Authorities say a driver was killed when his car was hit by a motorist who was fleeing from police in Minneapolis. Officers were checking two suspicious vehicles that may have been involved in a drug deal about 6:30 last night. The head of Minnesota's Bureau of Criminal Apprehension is defending the agency's investigation into a police officer's fatal shooting of an unarmed woman who had approached his squad car. BCA Superintendent Drew Evans says agents did a thorough and independent investigation into the 2017 death of Justine DeMond, a dual U.S.-Australia citizen who was shot shortly after calling 911 to report a possible rape behind her home. The Boston School Committee has selected former Minnesota Commissioner of Education Brenda Caselius to be the system's next superintendent. The vote on Wednesday was 5-2. Those who voted for her say she was the best of three finalists in the critical areas of boosting school achievement and repairing relationships with the community. Our sports is next, being brought to you by First Community Credit Union and HN Quality Plumbing.
Open your eyes to a credit union. Hi, this is Jeff Callier with First Community Credit Union. I get asked time and time again, what is a credit union? It's a member-owned financial cooperative that you can be a part of. Our earnings go back to you, our member owners. And with dozens of locations, all the financial services you need, why go anywhere else? Open your eyes to a credit union. See us at First Community Credit Union today, insured by NCUA.
Been thinking of doing some remodeling in your home? If your kitchen or bathroom are part of that plan or you'd like to add a bathroom, stop by HN Quality Plumbing at 535 3rd Avenue Southwest. Take a look at their showroom. They have faucets by Moen, Delta, and American Standard on display for you to choose from. Bathtubs and sinks as well as kitchen sinks all set in a beautiful showroom.
This is Dan Neisted. Stop by and visit with us about your plumbing remodeling ideas. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. HN Quality Plumbing, 535 3rd Avenue Southwest in Crookston.
On our sports scene, the Crookston Pirate Boys golf team won the 13-team Fertile Beltrami Red Lake Falls Invitational with nine holes played each in Fertile and in Red Lake Falls. Crookston shot a 340, seven strokes better than Fertile Beltrami. Quinn Westlake led the Pirates with an 82, one stroke off of the medalist honors. Crookston will travel to Fergus Falls for a two-day tournament this Friday and Saturday. Crookston Pirate Girls Golf Team won the four-team East Grand Forks tournament played at Valley Golf Course in East Grand Forks yesterday. Crookston shot a nine-hole round of 200, 12 strokes better than East Grand Forks. Hannah Street was the medalist with a 48. Check out the stories, scores, coaches' comments, and more at KROXAM.com and click on sports. While you're there, check out the new Sports Fever column. Chris takes a look at the cost of Crookston High School athletics. You might be surprised at how little each sport costs the district. We also take a look at the sports that could possibly be cut if the district decides to cut any sports. We also take a look at the UMC baseball team and who they could play in the first round of the NSIC tournament next week. Crookston's Jack Doda has made the Minnesota High Performance Summer Camp, and we have the Pirate Basketball Skills and Drills registration and information. There were several area kids signing to play college sports over the past week, and a lot more. Go to KROXAM.com and click on Sports, then Sports Fever, to read all about it. Now, also from yesterday's scoreboard, the Twins' Martin Perez pitched eight scoreless innings in his longest start in two seasons. Jonathan Schoop hit a towering two-run homer to help the Minnesota Twins beat the Houston Astros 6-2. Perez allowed only four hits and two walks while striking out seven. He improved to 3-0 with a 2.08 ERA in his first four starts with his new team. McHugh finished his six innings for the Astros, who won the previous game 11-0. A person with knowledge of the process told the Associated Press that the Minnesota Timberwolves have decided to hire Houston Rockets executive Gerson Rosas as president of basketball operations. That person spoke on condition of anonymity because the team had yet to announce the hire of Rosas, who has been a finalist for the top job with several other NBA teams. Rosas replaces Tom Thibodeau, who was fired at midseason from his dual role as president and coach. UND men's basketball coach Brian Jones is stepping down to join the staff at Illinois State. Jones says in a release that he has accepted the associate head coaching job with the Redbirds in order to be closer to family. Jones is a native of Rock Island, Illinois. He won 190 games in his 13 years with North Dakota, which ranks fourth all-time. Fighting Hawks earned their first berth in the Division I tournament in 2016-17. And Governor Tim Walz says he supports legislation to ban the recreational hunting of wolves in Minnesota if the federal government succeeds in removing them from the threatened list. An amendment to prohibit sport wolf hunting was added to a House environmental bill on Tuesday. Yesterday, the governor said that while he said he supports the managing wolf population, he doesn't think sport hunting is appropriate. Minnesota held three wolf seasons prior to 2014. In the NHL, Columbus Blue Jackets are continuing their trek deeper into uncharted territory with each victory in the playoffs. They have grabbed a 2-1 series lead over Boston, and they'll try to build on that tonight on home ice. Meanwhile, San Jose Sharks will try to extend their 2-1 lead on Colorado in Game 4 in Denver. 76ers look to maintain home court after winning a game in Toronto. Now with the NBA Eastern Conference semifinal tied at one apiece, the series shifts to Philadelphia. Four-time All-Star Jimmy Butler was clutch in Game 2 win over Toronto, and Philly needs him to continue to deliver against the Raptors tonight. Indians ace Corey Kluber will be reevaluated in Cleveland a day after a line drive in Miami broke his right forearm. There was no early word on how long the two-time AL Cy Young Award winner will be out. The right-hander was put in a cast after being struck by Brian Anderson's liner. Kluber has a 5.80 ERA this season for the AL Central champions. And Noah Syndergaard tries to get on track when the Mets finish a 10-game homestand with a matinee against Cincinnati today. Syndergaard has lost his last two outings and hasn't gone more than five innings in any of his past three, allowing 14 earned runs and 27 hits over 15 innings during that span. But he is 4-0 with a 2.67 ERA and five career starts against Cincinnati. Speaking of baseball matinees, today the Twins are hosting Houston with a, 12:10 first pitch, so they're already underway. We'll be joining that game in progress after our noontime news in today's Agriculture Today program. So the Twins this afternoon, then late this afternoon, the Pirate softball team is slated to host Thief River Falls. 5:30 is the scheduled first pitch with a 5 o'clock Riverview Health pregame show. Apparently still up in the air as far as what field they're going to be able to use for Pirates softball. But as soon as we find that out, we'll pass it on, and wherever they are, we'll bring you the game here on the Voice of the Valley. Boys tennis today, the Pirates are at the Northwest Quad Tournament in East Grand Forks. The match got underway at 8 o'clock with Bemidji and Thief River Falls to round out that quadrangular. Pirate Boys and Girls Track Junior High teams are hosting a meet at East Grand Forks' track starting at 4 this afternoon. And the Boys and Girls Junior High Golf Invitational, slated for Minocqua today, had to be canceled. So again, Twins this afternoon, followed by Pirates softball. That's coming up on KROX. But our local news is coming up after these words from Courtney Polkerbeck and Hugo's Family Marketplace.
In Crookston and the Red River Valley, you know how much it means to have neighbors you can count on. Like the one who mowed your lawn and trimmed it that week you were sick. Well, here's another good neighbor you can count on, State Farm agent Courtney Polkerbeck in Crookston. Courtney and his team are here to help life go right when you combine your home and auto insurance, which can save you money and time. So combine home and auto and start the savings rolling. Call State Farm agent Courtney Polkerbeck in Crookston today at 281-2234.
Hugo's Family Marketplace has a great meal idea for you. 8-piece Hugo's Crispy or Baked Chicken on sale this week for $6.99. Pick up some of Hugo's Party Pasta for just $3.99 a pound. For an easy meal, don't forget dessert. 8-inch Hugo's Baked Fresh Strawberry Rhubarb Pie, $3.99, or the 10-count Hugo's Baked Fresh Chocolate Chip Cookies, $2.99. Find all this week's savings at GoHugos.com.
You're gonna find more low prices, more great stuff when you go to Hugo's.
On our local news headlines for today, well, I just mentioned golf there at the end of the sports. Each spring, golfers have the itch to get out on the golf course for the first round of the season. Unfortunately, cool, wet weather along with a deep frost, the National Weather Service estimated at 48 inches plus. Minocqua has been unable to open as they are still dealing with standing water on a couple of the holes. Rick Leach, owner of Minocqua Golf Course, said after 2 years of tough springs, gets old, but there isn't much they can do but hope for better weather.
Another typical spring, 2 years in a row like this, and it's getting a little bit old, but there's nothing you can really do about it. Actually, 2 weeks ago, we felt we'd probably be open now, and my guess now, looking at the forecast, it could be another week. I mean, we don't really see any good drying weather in the forecast, so it'll probably be at least another week out.
And outside of the standing water around the course, Leach says the rest of the course looks pretty ready for play.
All the greens look good. I mean, there's no issues there. All the fairways look pretty good. Other than the standing water on 3 and 8 that we're dealing with right now, everything else looks good. So when the weather does turn around, I think it's going to be a good year.
Well, according to traffic safety facts from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, each day approximately 9 people are killed and more than 1,000 injured in crashes reported involving a distracted driver. Lieutenant Brad Norland with the Minnesota State Patrol describes the three types of distracted driving that lead to crashes.
We have a major problem that is threatening all of our safety and all of our lives on the highways right now, and that is distracted driving. Distracted driving is basically anything that takes your attention away from the act of driving. There's three things. There's visual distraction, manual distraction, and cognitive distraction. Visual distraction is basically just taking your eyes off the roadway. Manual is taking your hands off the steering wheel, fiddling with other things. And cognitive is taking your mind off of driving. So thinking about your day, daydreaming, thinking about anything other than driving. We need everyone on the road to be accountable for their actions and drive safely on our roadways.
Different distractions can include texting and using a cell phone, eating and drinking, talking to passengers, grooming, using the radio or watching a video, reading maps, or using a GPS system. Norland said law enforcement and the Toward Zero Death Coalition want everyone to get where they're going safely.
We don't want any more people getting hurt or seriously injured or killed in our crashes because of distracted driving. We care about you and want you to be safe.
Well, the annual Area 1 Northwest Regional Envirothon event was held yesterday at Rydell Refuge near Erskine. Crookston High School had two teams competing in the event. The participants spent 30 minutes at six different stations that focus on different environmental science topics. The stations included forestry, aquatics, soils, wildlife, current events, and an oral presentation on current issues. The event provided a great opportunity for students to learn from local experts. The top three of the 16-team field qualified for the state tournament being held on May 20th at the Oliver Kelly Farm near Elk River. Crookston had a team advance to state with a second-place finish, scoring 106 points. Wabun had two teams qualify, placing first and third with 107.5 and 102. Members of the Pirates state qualifying team are Ella Weber, Ty Begg, Emily Gillette, Catherine Geist, Anka Wiersma, and advisor Wes Hansen. Crookston also had an all-sophomore team competing, Janae Luco, Victoria Prue, Andrew McGregor, Linnea French, and Sophie Rizak. Those were the members of the sophomore team. Their team was right in the mix as well, according to advisor Wes Hansen. He's very proud of their efforts. It's a great opportunity for CHS students to take part in. And we have pictures of those teams at KROXAM.com. And click on news. We also have pictures of the speech award winners as the Crookston High School speech team had their end of season banquet last night. was a stellar year for the team with great participation by all. The following awards were presented for the state participant in storytelling, Victoria Prue, the 2018-2019 Team Leadership Award for Myra McCray, and Most Improved Speaker Award to Georgie French, Most Valuable Speaker Award to Victoria Prue, Most Dedicated to Zara Bagg, the Rookie of the Year Award to Ed Luco, an Appreciation Award to Phyllis Hagen, and Appreciation Award to Gay Wick. The lettering and speech this year were Myra McCray, Ben Brantner, Emily Gillette, Victoria Prue, Linnea French, Emma Sherman, Sophia Rizak, Georgia French, Samantha Rizak, Isaac Wandry, Jocelyn Midbow, Zara Bagg, and Ed Luco. Recognized for her participation was Elizabeth Helgeson. Thank you to students, coaches, families, high school staff, and the community for a terrific year. The Grand Forks Police Department, in accordance with the North Dakota state law, is notifying the city of Grand Forks and surrounding areas of the presence of a Level 3 high-risk sex offender living in Grand Forks. Michael Philip Kruk recently moved to the My Place Hotel at 1315 South 42nd Street in Grand Forks. Kruk has a conviction for gross sexual imposition. The North Dakota Sex Offender Risk Assessment Committee assigned Kruk a risk level of high and as a result has a lifetime registration requirement in North Dakota. The Grand Forks Police Department provides for the tracking and verification of those individuals that have been convicted of sex offenses, offenses against children, and those that have been adjudicated as sexually dangerous individuals. Conviction information about Level 3 offenders may be found at the North Dakota Attorney General's website, which contains lists of all registered offenders in North Dakota. If members of the public have questions regarding the program or have information pertaining to any unregistered offenders, they are encouraged to contact Corporal John Lampe at the Grand Forks Police Department Specialized Resource Bureau, 701-787-8082, or via email. Minnesota agricultural producers who lost property due to recent natural disasters may be eligible for U.S. Department of Agriculture physical loss loans. The Farm Service Agency offers these low-interest loans to agricultural producers in the affected counties, which includes in our area Manoman, as well as Polk, and Manoman and Polk counties were directly affected. The primary damage area, incurring losses caused by the blizzard, excessive snow, excessive rain, and high winds between January 28th and March 23rd. Approval is limited to applicants who suffered severe physical losses only, including the loss of buildings and livestock. Applications are due on December 9th. Now, producers in the contiguous Minnesota counties, including in our area, Marshall, as well as Pennington, Norman, Red Lake, as well as neighboring Grand Forks and Trail counties in North Dakota, and a few others in, well, several others in Minnesota, as well as Iowa and South Dakota and Wisconsin. Physical loss loans can help producers repair or replace damaged or destroyed physical property essential to the success of the agricultural operation, including livestock losses. Examples of property commonly affected include essential farm buildings, fixtures to real estate, equipment, livestock, perennial crops, fruit and nut-bearing trees, and harvested or stored crops and hay. For more information on the FSA Disaster Assistance Program or to find your local USDA Service Center, visit www.farmers.gov/recover. Mothers who breastfeed may choose to stay home in the early months for fear of being confronted with criticism for breastfeeding in public. In the state of Minnesota, women are allowed to breastfeed in public places. In fact, Minnesota has a state law to protect breastfeeding mothers called Anytime, Anywhere Minnesota Breastfeeding. The Polk County Breastfeeding Coalition, along with Polk County Wellness Coalition and the Statewide Health Improvement Partnership, have created an initiative to increase awareness for public acceptance of breastfeeding as normal. by engaging area businesses, restaurants, and other community entities to sign a pledge to support breastfeeding throughout their establishment. They are supporting healthy habits for mothers and babies. Supporting breastfeeding moms includes not asking mothers to leave an area that is open to the public to cover her baby or stop breastfeeding. Businesses are also asked to educate their staff about their participation in the initiative and agree to hang a breastfeeding welcome here window cling on their front door or window. Businesses will be featured on Polk County Public Health social media and website, as well as the Polk County Breastfeeding Coalition Facebook page. Providing a welcoming environment for nursing mothers in public places decreases barriers to breastfeeding, and by partnering with the local businesses, the Anytime Anywhere initiative will encourage new and future moms to feel comfortable nursing in public places, along with helping currently nursing moms to better meet the recommended goals for breastfeeding their babies. Members of the Polk County Breastfeeding Coalition will be inviting businesses to participate in the Anytime Anywhere initiative. If you would like to show your support for breastfeeding anytime, anywhere, sooner, contact Polk County Public Health at 218-281-3385. The Northwest Regional Correction Center announced the arrests of Shane Michael Scott Burley, age 22, of Halstead, for a felony firearm violation as a felon convicted of a crime of violence, and Chad Kim Bakken, age 48, of Crookston, for gross misdemeanor traffic violation for driving after cancellation. He was released on personal recognizance. As we turn now to our weather, our most recent updated forecast from the National Weather Service is telling us that for the rest of today, mostly sunny skies are expected with a high in the mid-50s and southwest winds at 5 to 15 miles an hour. Mostly clear tonight with a slight chance of light rain and isolated thunderstorms, about a 20% chance of that precipitation after midnight. A low 40 to 45 and south winds at 5 to 15 miles an hour. Partly sunny tomorrow with a 20% chance of light rain and isolated thunderstorms and a high in the low 60s, south winds at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Then partly cloudy for tomorrow night with a 20% chance of rain showers and a low in the low 40s. Partly sunny on Saturday and breezy with a high in the mid-50s. Partly cloudy Saturday night with a low in the mid-30s. Then mostly sunny on Sunday with a high 50 to 55. Mostly cloudy by Sunday night with a low in the mid-30s. Then mostly cloudy on Monday with a chance of light rain and a high 50 to 55. Chance of light rain continues Monday night with mostly cloudy skies and a low in the mid-30s. Still a chance of light rain on Tuesday with partly sunny skies and a high in the low 50s. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy, low in the mid-30s, then partly sunny on Wednesday with a high in the mid-50s. Yesterday's high temperature reached 43 degrees with a low of 36 degrees. We got about 0.05 of an inch of rain here at the studios with about 0.07 at the airport. The average high for Crookston on May 2nd is 62 degrees. The average low is 36. Last year, a high of 66 with a low of 32 and a trace of mist a year ago today. 91 degrees, the record high in 1959 with a record low of 14 in 1907. Sunrise this morning was at 6:06 a.m. with the sun setting at 8:39 p.m., giving us 14 hours and 33 minutes of daylight. Our low this morning, 37 degrees. Our rain gauge this morning, 0.15 of an inch of rain at the studio, 0.16 at the airport. And our current temperature, 50 degrees. Partly sunny, partly cloudy skies out there. West winds at 5 miles an hour with the barometric pressure at 30.13. It's been kind of up and down. Our humidity is down to 60%. And you know what? It's warm enough. We aren't even going to mention a wind chill. So again, for today's forecast, we are looking for a high temperature in the mid-50s with southwest winds at 5 to 15 miles an hour. And again, a 20% chance of some light rain and isolated thunderstorms starts after midnight tonight and continues through tomorrow night. So, could see some sun in there as well. Today's edition of the Noontime News has been brought to you by Courtney Fulkerbeck State Farm Insurance, Hugo's, HN Quality Plumbing, First Community Credit Union, Stennis Granite, and Crookston Collision Center. Inviting you to join us again for the Noontime News tomorrow.